From our New York studios up in Harlem, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Listen, Tom, another fatal police shooting, this time in Atlanta, involving an African-American woman and two African-American police officers, is getting a lot of attention. It happened April 30th of 2015. Now, they're saying that Alexis Christian, she was 26 years old, was shot in the back of, she was in the, shot in the back of a police car while she was handcuffed. And there are a lot of questions as to what happened. There's a lot of surveillance video, cell phone video that police are not releasing. And so her family and some community leaders are calling for answers. Tom, I'm going inside her story with Alexis' mother, Felicia Christian, and her attorney, Mawuli Davis. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Let me start with you, Mawuli. What actually happened in the back of that police car, as far as you all know?
Well, the problem is that they had a video camera in the back of the car that they are reporting to us was never turned on. And so we're left wondering what happened. We had to listen to an audio video, but the officers stated to drop a gun. You can hear Ms. Christian say, "I don't have a gun." You hear shots fired, and then painfully you hear her dying in the back of the car. But no video was provided in the officers.
She was handcuffed?
She was handcuffed, yes.
In the back?
In the back of the car with her handcuffs behind her back.
And they claimed that she had a gun?
Correct. They said they didn't pat her down. She had a gun, and that somehow she freed herself of the handcuffs, started firing shots, but you can hear the officer say, "Put the gun down," and then you hear her say, "I don't have a gun," and then a series of shots. But the video has not been released, and Ms. Christian, her mother, has been waiting and fighting for the release of the videos since the very beginning when this first happened. And the chief of police, through a series of excuses, never produced them, and now the district attorney, unfortunately, is left with the remaining evidence. They weren't allowed to come on to the scene and do an investigation, an independent investigation. The police investigated themselves.
Any reason why the video has not been released? What are they saying about that?
They're turning over everything they have now, but the district attorney's office was very clear that they did not have any video. There's a camera that would have captured everything inside of the car. They were very clear that the Atlanta Police Department did not turn on the video camera. There are two male officers in the car with a female, and for some reason they don't think it's appropriate to turn on the video camera in the back. It's absurd.
They said that?
Yes. They just didn't. They said they didn't turn it on. They gave no explanation as to why they would not turn on the video camera. It just, none of it makes any sense, and that's why the family and the community and the young people that you've seen protesting have been calling out Alexia Christian's name here in Atlanta as a part of the protest, making it clear that they want answers in this death as well, and they want some accountability.
Ms. Christian, can you tell us why your daughter was in police custody? Was it a traffic stop, or what was going on?
Well, it was said that she had stolen a vehicle on that day, but that's not correct. You know, I have to speak more with my attorney about that. I don't want to say anything about it as of right now, but they initially said that they stopped her for stealing a pickup truck.
But as far as you know, that may not be correct.
That's not true, no.
Now, Alexa was a mother. Can you tell us about how many children does she have?
She has two little boys. Their ages are 3 and 4 years old as of now. The youngest boy, his birthday was the day after she was killed. She was killed on April 30th. He turned 2 on May 1st.
I mean, losing your daughter, you know, for most of us, we can't imagine how difficult that is. But dealing with it in this way, you know, at the hands of police, that it may not have been that she was involved in any criminal activity. How much more difficult does that make it for you? And just not knowing what exactly happened.
It's very difficult in not knowing what happened for the simple fact that it's going to keep me wondering. And as the boys get older, you know, they're very smart now. You know, I don't want them to grow up and I can't tell them what exactly happened to their mother. I don't want them to grow up and hear bits and pieces of what people think happened to her. And they grow up with a hatred in their heart. You know, it's really, really hard right now not knowing.
Where is the case now?
They have decided, the district attorney's office, based on the evidence that was remaining, because, again, there just was not evidence collected, and they were not allowed to come. You know how they do trajectory, put the rods in so you can see the direction? That was never done by APD. And with the evidence that they have left, the district attorney's office determined they could not bring any charges against the officers, while APD says that they're continuing an internal investigation. There won't be any charges brought against these officers. That was confirmed on Friday. So the criminal case is over in this case at this point.
Well, Mr. Davis, let me ask you this, because in a lot of these cases with police-involved shootings, you know, we often hear very quickly whether or not these victims have criminal histories. And we know that Alexa did, or at least police pointed out that she did. Tell us why that should or should not matter in a situation like this.
I think it should be on a purely on a case-by-case basis, but you know, you never hear the background of the officers in the way that you hear the background of those that the officers have shot and killed. And I think that is a part of this process of really trying to make the victims into a villain. And that's something that, you know, as a community, we have to take personal. We have to say that, you know, someone stealing something allegedly, someone running from the police, that can't be a death sentence in our community, because it's not one in other communities. Not, you know, we're fortunately killed by law enforcement, and that's a reality, and that's what I think young people across this country are responding to by remaining in the street and not just not giving up their protests. And that's what you see happening here in Atlanta, where young people are refusing to, you know, to stop protesting. They were meeting with the mayor yesterday, and they keep up the pressure because we don't have answers.
What's the history of the officers?
We don't know. One of them was an 18-year vet. The other one was on the force for 10 months, and he was actually being trained. And so, again,
no complaints on the 18-year veteran?
There were no previous use of force complaints on the 18-year vet, no.
And, were they suspended from duty or anything? Is that procedure in Atlanta?
If at all, very briefly. If at all, very briefly. The Ms. Christian had to confront the chief of police here in order to find out what the status of the investigation was, and that they finally turned it over to the district attorney's office. Fortunately, now they bring in the Georgia Bureau of Investigation to investigate these shootings rather than investigate them themselves. So,
but it's, you know, too late for that to happen in your case.
Too late.
Jackie, nationally, I have not heard anything about this case.
Yeah, a lot of people haven't. Why is that, Mr. Davis? Why are people not knowing about this case?
Unfortunately, we seem to only be interested in the cases that have actual video coverage, and this one does not. And we have to take all of these cases personally, whether there's video or not, because they're happening across the country. They just 3 weeks ago just shot a kid here in Atlanta in the back of the head, and they finally just arrested an officer. So there have only been two arrests of police officers in 5 years. And, I mean, we have so many shootings in the state of Georgia. It's unreal right now.
Mm. Well, Tom, her name is Alexia Christian. She was 26 years old and a mother of two.
Thank you.
Thank you both.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, nationally, you don't hear about this case. You don't hear about
Well, there are a lot of them that we don't hear about, Tom. A lot.